I'm Haya Pinjwani with an AP News Minute. President Donald Trump signed an executive order yesterday that could slap long-threatened pharmaceutical tariffs of up to 100% on some patented drugs from companies that don't reach deals with his administration in the coming months. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the latest unemployment numbers.
The Labor Department is reporting a surprisingly strong 178,000 jobs that were created in March, a rebound from a dismal February. The unemployment rate for March dropped to 4.3%. Companies have been reluctant to hire because of higher interest rates, uncertainty over President Donald Trump's policies, and not knowing how artificial intelligence will affect their businesses. Most economists say the impact of the Iran war and higher energy prices are probably not fully reflected in last month's numbers. Donna Warder, Washington.
I'm Haya Pinjwani. This is AP News.